This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Reuters reports that Republicans in Congress this week unveiled changes to the Farm Bill, mostly to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, what is generally known as the Food Stamp Program. The proposals include raising the age from 49 to 59 for work requirements in order to receive food stamps. Quote, "This bill attempts to change SNAP from a feeding program to a work program," end quote, said Colin Peterson, a Minnesota Democrat on the House Agricultural Committee. Locally, Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is on the Agriculture Committee. A proposal to allow states to put in a drug testing program for certain food stamp recipients is not in the first draft, but is being discussed by Republicans. Quote, "It's not in the bill-based text, but we have some members on the committee who are keenly interested in that," end quote, said Michael Conaway, the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. Read the full story at the Reuters website. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Assemblyperson Frank Skartatos, a Democrat from Milton who represents parts of Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange counties, is in the hospital with a, quote, "serious condition," end quote, and is not expected to recover. His chief of staff, Steve Gold, did not release more details. Skartatos is a businessman and farmer, first elected in 2009. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Jimmy Vilkin reports at Politico that after a week of Cynthia Nixon championing legalization of recreational marijuana in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to be coming around to her point of view. Last year, Cuomo was talking about marijuana being a, quote, "gateway drug," end quote, and not wanting it legal in New York. But on April 12th, he said, quote, "It's not really legalize or not. It's do you not legalize when it is legal 10 miles from both sides of your border? Frankly, I want to turn the conversation to that question because I think it arrives at a different conclusion," end quote. For the past few weeks, Nixon, who is running against Cuomo in the Democratic primary, has called for legalization.
"I believe it's time for New York to follow the lead of eight other states and D.C. and legalize recreational marijuana. There are a lot of good reasons for legalizing marijuana, but for me it comes down to this. We have to stop putting people of color in jail for something that white people do with impunity. 80% of the New Yorkers who are arrested for marijuana are black or Latino, despite the fact that whites and people of color use marijuana at roughly the same rates."
Read the full story at Politico. And Congressman John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is again busy with Albany, delving into state politics. He has sent a second letter to the Department of Treasury asking about recent changes to New York state tax law. Just over a month ago, Faso wrote to the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Tax Policy asking whether Cuomo's proposal to make certain state and local tax payments eligible for charitable tax deductions is legal. That was before the state budget was adopted. Now Faso's follow-up letter requests the Treasury Department review the recently enacted state legislation that would convert some state and local tax payments to payments that might be eligible for the charitable tax deduction under federal law. He is asking the Treasury Department if Albany legislators passed a legal budget. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.